This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
A lot of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Just got back from Nashville, Indiana, Kentucky, not in this order, Wisconsin, and then over to Minnesota and Ohio just over the last weekend here. Interestingly enough, friends, I don't know if you know who Gary Muledeer is. He's a comedian musician who was playing at the Grand Ole Opry. While we were in the airport, interestingly enough, he comes up to me and says, "You got a beautiful family." I said, "Thank you." And he was very, well, abstract, very different looking in the sense of a 75-year-old man with spiked hair is not what you'd expect a 75, 76-year-old man to look like. Super cool guy. Had the opportunity to track him, which, by the way, this reminds me. I gave him a gospel track, a Law of Grace, Galatians 3:24. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. What do you mean? Acts 20, verse 21. Also going over to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. Read the Ten Commandments, which drives you to the foot of the cross where the law can do no more, and you put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's what a tract is. It's giving him the Ten Commandments, and it's driving him to the foot of the cross. So I had a chance and an opportunity to talk to Gary Muledeer. But, you know, I recollect another time while I was actually in Los Angeles, California. We did a bunch of tea parties out in San Diego in that area. I think we did like five or six of them within a couple days there. And we were in LAX. And just getting a little personal with you, friends, but we were in LAX, and there was literally nobody at LAX. I mean, usually when you go to the LAX, Los Angeles Airport, there's so many people, you just can't even get through. So when I'm saying that there was literally nobody there, friends, there were people there, just painting the picture, giving you a visual here, but there wasn't a lot of traffic. That's what I'm saying here. And so I go up because I had to use the restroom really quick, and lo and behold, a guy walks out of the bathroom, and I look at him really quick, and it was the first thing that came to my mind. I looked at him, and I said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Well, I'm using the bathroom. What are you doing here?" And it just happened to be Stan Lee. I actually had the opportunity to track him as well. Friends, when we were in Nashville some time back, we were in a restaurant right next to the Grand Ole Opry, and there was a man of color. He was a black man, and he was sitting at a Cracker Barrel, and again, there was hardly anybody there. And while we were sitting over there, he kept staring at me and my family, and I just thought, well, I just was having a bad day, and I was literally about a half a step away from telling him to just go ahead and take a picture. It lasts longer. It was just one of those days. And so I went and used the restroom, and I came back, and he was standing there talking to my family. And it's interesting we're on this track right now. But he looks over at me, and I thought, okay, I'm at this point a little jacked. That means a little, you know, up in arms in my heart. I'm going to say something. I've had enough. And I walk over to my table, and he looks at me, and he says, "You have a beautiful family." And I looked at him, and all of a sudden he turned, and he looked at me, this black man did, and he smiled. And there was a space in between his teeth. And for anybody that knows the music industry, it was none other than Charlie Pride. When he smiled at me, I looked at him and I said, "What are you doing here?" And the reason that was a shocker, friends, was when I was a little kid, my mom used to listen to country music, and Charlie Pride was one of her favorites. So just an interesting weekend. This kind of stuff, folks, it happens all the time. And the reason it happens all the time is because it's interesting when you're faithful to the Lord, how the doors of opportunity will open up. We tracked him as well. And folks, there's a whole plethora of these individuals. I remember another guy was, I heard of a guy that was working at a shop that sold buses, and he was told to me, the information concerning this individual was shared with me, and he just happened to be a drummer for a band, and I'll tell you who that drummer is and just, or that band is in just a moment. But what I did is, all the while knowing who he was, I had a video of Junkyard Prophet, which is the band, number one Christian band in the nation, which I happen to be the drummer for. And I played him some of our videos, and it's more like metal rap drummers, and metal rap drummers, and I'm not giving myself accolade, are very versatile drummers. They're very good. They're very rounded. And he's a country drummer, so they play that boom, bop, boom, bop, boom, bop, boom, boom, boom. So it's pretty simple stuff, basic stuff. So what I did is I played the video for him, and when I played the video for him, I looked at him and I said, "So, what do you think of that? This is, you know, this is our band, this is our new video." And again, all the while knowing who he was. And he said, that's pretty good stuff." I said, "Do you play an instrument?" All the while knowing that he played an instrument. And he looked at me and said, "Yeah, I play a little drums." I said, well, who do you play for?" And he said, "I play for Garth Brooks." And I said, "Who?" All the while knowing who Garth Brooks was, right, at this particular time. This was some time back. And he said, "Yeah, I'm the drummer for Garth Brooks." And I just kind of said, "Hey, man, Mike, I knew who you were. I know all about, you know, your situation over there. I just wanted to know, you know, what you would have thought of the video," and just kind of razzing me a little bit. But there was another perfect opportunity. Folks, getting to these people, these unlikelies and unlovables, I mean, all the way from Kerry King from Slayer, we've tracked, to the bass player for Van Halen, to the drummer for Iron Maiden. Folks, I mean, a plethora. Paul Gray, right before he died, we just tracked him from Slipknot. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on concerning the opportunities that have been given unto us, friends, to actually not only just hold these people responsible for the influence that they have on the young people across the country and the globe in many cases, but also confront them with their lifestyles before a just and a holy God. Again, read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. But anyways, there's a little short something that took place during the weekend and throughout the past, friends. Again, the opportunities that will arise when you're obeying the gospel in Jesus Christ. It's amazing what he'll do and what doors he'll open in the process. So without further ado, friends, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to highlight a couple things, and then we're going to get over to our topic real quick. Did you know that Turkey on sonsoflibertymedia.com? Turkey is legalizing child rape through marriage. And for those that did not know, I know we've been taught that, you know, the homosexuals, and concerning the Muslims like to throw homosexuals off of bridges and off the top of buildings, so on and so forth. But you do need to understand that the Muslims, they are pedophiles, and they promote pedophilia. As a matter of fact, the prophet Muhammad was a pedophile. So what we're seeing the Muslims do over in Turkey by legalizing child rape through marriage comes as no surprise. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Check us out online. Go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. My Facebook is, again, Bradley Dean. My Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next three segments, you may do so, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a quick shout out real quick, if I might here, friends, concerning a new affiliate, and he is out. I'm waiting for it to load. It's taking its time for a moment here, but WLMD, that's WKEI, will be picking us up, and we just want to give a shout out and say thank you very much for picking us up. We appreciate your trust very much. Without you, we cannot do it. You understand that together we can do this, and I think it's important for everybody across the boards to understand that we can do this together, because if we try to do it independently, what's going to happen? We're going to get in trouble. We don't want to do that. Also wanted to give a shout out to WTYM in Kennington, Pennsylvania. Kittanning, Pennsylvania. WTYM, and I just wanted to give a shout out to our friends over there. Thank you very much. We again appreciate your trust as well, folks. It's interesting how the show is flourishing across the United States of America, so no wonder. And I want to tell you why people are listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, because they're tired of the PC talk. They're tired of the leaving. They're tired of the lukewarmness. I mean, folks, for the most part, when you look at the preachers in the United States of America, I mean, Jesus would have never been crucified if he was preaching what these effeminate pansies are not preaching. And I'll tell you what they're not preaching is they're not preaching the word of God. And even furthermore, going to politics, friends, you know what? We're putting our feet back as to what our forefathers established and what they have left their posterity, which would be us 240 years later. So simply put, it's the Bible, which is the rock upon which our republic rests. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. George Washington said in his farewell address, and that's exactly what we're bringing to the American people today. People want answers. They're sick and tired of being lied to, and they're sick and tired of politics, which brings about no resolve. So anyways, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember, folks, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Speaking of the Muslims, let's go back over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. This is crazy stuff, folks. Paid protesters, we got paid protesters, chaos in D.C. That's not where I wanted to go. Scrolling up, live radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Here it is. Muslim migrants riot in Greece sent camp ablaze. They set the camp ablaze, attack mobs with explosives. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is the religion of peace, friends, not. It's just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, folks, if you want peace, then begin to speak truth. But do understand, before that peace comes, there's going to be war. But what you have is you have the enemy operating out through totalitarian methods, because the American people have forgotten their heritage to operate in such a fashion that we need to bring forth the truth, regardless of people like it or not, eradicating PC again, as I was talking about a couple moments ago. But the fact of the matter is, folks, when are you going to pick it up concerning what's going on with these Muslims? They're on the heels of the homosexuals in the United States of America attempting to implement Sharia law, which I'm going to show you in just a moment here. But here we have it in Greece, friends. And again, I know Americans, they're so sick. I'm sorry. The American people are so used to all these bad things happening over in other countries. I wanted to let you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you know that just recently, concerning the summer, a 5-year-old girl was orally, anally, and vaginally raped and urinated upon by 3 Muslim migrant boys in Twin Falls, Idaho? Just to let you know, and I warned you of this many years ago, friends, just like the homosexuals, they say bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, what they do is they smack your face, they pull your hair, and then they have the audacity to decry victim status as they perpetuate the crime. Folks, they're not holding the shield. They have the spear in hand. Going back to these Muslims that did these horrific things to this little 5-year-old girl in the United States of America, did you know that the victim's family has been abused by law enforcement and governing authorities as if they were the criminals concerning the parents of the little 5-year-old girl? And the perpetrators of the crimes, these Muslims, are actually playing the victim status. Did you hear what I said? This little girl, 5 years old, orally, anally, and vaginally raped and urinated on by these 3 Muslim migrant boys in Twin Falls, Idaho. The family of the 5-year-old girl is being victim. Folks, they're abusing this family. Law enforcement and governing authorities are abusing this family. And I'll tell you why. Because they don't want this to go public. Well, guess what? Too late. Man, I have a question for you. How long are you going to tolerate this? Because I'll tell you, now I want this to go on the record. Do put this out on a record. Please, I would greatly appreciate if you do that for me. For the record, the people I know, you touch their kids, you don't have to call the cops. And guess what, friends? Rightly so. Because if those that represent we the people in any respected manner don't want to maintain the law against all of them that commit the crimes. Isn't it interesting? They want their rights. Isn't it interesting? These Muslims, probably illegal friends, isn't it interesting? They want their rights and they want to make sure that they're protected by the law, except when they break the law and then they want to be protected from that as well. Yes, exactly. Sounds just like the sodomites. It sounds just like the atheists. It just sounds like any other group, America, that you have tolerated thus far to the present. And it's a fact. And just to show you again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, there was a married UK woman. She was gang raped in Dubai. She gets arrested. She gets charged with adultery, and she may get the death penalty. I want you to listen to what I'm telling you. This is judgment turned backwards. This is those that put darkness for light and light for darkness. Evil for good, friends. Isaiah 5:20. A married UK woman gang raped in Dubai. She gets arrested. She gets charged with adultery. She may get death penalty. I mean, that's unthinkable. Hey, America, to those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, how many times have I told you that if you don't, prevention is better than cure. If you don't put your foot down concerning what's going on with these Muslims and these homosexuals and these atheists and these communists and these liberals, as you have been led to call them, friends, if you don't put your foot down on their crimes, guess what's going to happen? It's going to bleed over because, again, scripture comes to my aid, a little leaven leaveneth a whole lump, and that's exactly what it's doing. This is European-style, arbitrary, tyrannical governments, friends, and they're trying to implement it here in the United States of America on the heels, once again, of the homosexuals. Mark my words. Hey, by the way, friends, I just heard last year, after warning and blowing the trumpet concerning this topic, on the heels of the sodomites, here comes Sharia law on the heels of what, friends? The homosexuals, the Muslims are right on their heels. And by the way, they're trying to make Keith Ellison, who is the head of the LGBT here in Minnesota, the first criminal to put his hand on the Quran Bible, which is unlawful and it's unconstitutional because it runs counter to the United States Constitution. In Minnesota here, friends, when he won his district somehow, interestingly enough, the FBI, so it's not like they don't know what I'm talking about, as they're listening to me even now. Keep in mind, the FBI reported that they were going up and down the halls after Keith Ellison's victory, that they were actually screaming out and shouting out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Because these people believe that they're above the law. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. They're trying to make him the head of the DNC right now. Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of the Christian faith. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Listen to what your forefathers are telling you, America, from their graves. Because if you don't listen to that history, history is and is now, friends, repeating itself. Because America is not listening to what is going on. And to go in hand in glove concerning that, going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, government attempts teen sex change without parental consent. Mom sues. Hey, now, America, again, I just want to lay to your candor. How many times have I warned you and have exposed corruption concerning your representatives in the United States of America? Those are the ones that are implementing the gay agenda. They're the ones implementing homosexual marriage. Why? Because they want more control. See, if they can demoralize you, America, they can control you. Forget it now. We're going to take Paul on the other side of this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetables vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just sharing content as to what's taking place across your country and globally, as a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to take a phone call from Paul in New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? You there, Paul? Paul from New Jersey. How are you?
Good. An issue concerning Islamic colonization, because that's what's going on. The modern liberals, the open borders types, the globalists, they've embarked upon a policy of, promoting diversity. And so they've imported Muslims en masse into Europe and the United States. And what's ironic about this is, for one, the first mosque ever established in the United States was established in 1915 in Maine, and they were Bosnian Muslims. They were from Europe. Okay, so let's establish that basically, and that our founders would never have wanted or entertained even the thought of letting Muslims colonize in our country. Second of all, there's many agendas behind this. For some, the cultural Marxists, they just want to, divide up the country, have us at each other's throats. For the homosexuals, I believe their long-term plan is to get their hands on the young children. And through once you establish that it's acceptable for men to marry Muslim girls at the age of 12, then the homosexuals are going to step forth and say, well, why can't we measure marry 12-year-old boys because you have gay marriage, and that would be discriminatory.
Exactly. Yeah, hey, Paul, just let me interject really quick, because I've had you on the show before, so this is good conversation. Just last week in Europe, I believe it was in Britain, I'm sorry, in England, forgive me, they were actually, the 60 Minutes there did a profile on pedophiles in government, in high positions in government in that prospective state, or I'm sorry, in that prospective country. And what was interesting is the kids were coming forward just like they did back in the 80s and 90s in the United States of America. And what they did is they demonized the victims, the kids. And what was interesting about all of this concerning the pedophiles in government, which, by the way, they're promoting all of this stuff, and I was just highlighting that during the last segment. I want to lay to your candor and ask you the question, why do you feel that these the things, because when you look at what's going on with the radical homosexuals, you can see on the heels of the homosexuals, because they're being used as a political battering ram for the Muslims to come in so they can integrate one with another. And it's interesting because they like to give off this mixed signal. And if it sounds like what I'm saying right now is mixed, well, this is the signal that they're giving to the people in the United States of America. When you said that the homosexuals, their end aim is the children, and so many words, where are you deriving that information? I was curious.
Well, for one, I think some of the homosexuals fashioned themselves after the Greeks and idealized the thought of man and boy love, and there's a group called NAMBLA that has illegal in promoting that for decades. And so my point is they're doing it incrementally, and they want to do it a little at a time, and they're working towards it through undermining one law at a time. And once you accept homosexual marriage and once you accept Muslim marriage, the next step will be that will be coming out. And the media and Hollywood will start preparing us with films to make it acceptable, and they'll do it incrementally, and they'll prepare the nation to accept it. And that's what
Prove that point, Paul, if I can add on to that again, it's interesting to note that the slogan for pedophile, North American Man Boy Love Association, Harry Hay was the icon of that organization. The slogan that they would have during the gay pride parades today is sex before eight. Now, I was going to make a point concerning that pedophile ring, concerning those in high places and positions in government over in England that 60 Minutes exposed last week. It was interesting to note that the other side of that was, of course, they denied the crimes against the children. What they did is they began to say it was consensual. Then they had a pedophile try to begin to explain his position, and the young people, as young as 8 and 10 years old, as long as they give consent, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. What you're saying, Paul, to me is, and what I'm hearing you clearly say is, that's what's coming down the road if we don't get a hold of what's going on here.
Exactly, and I think Hollywood almost runs to as like a flank. They do the vanguard of this by slowly floating the ideas in the media and getting us to accept it. And what I also believe is going to happen long term in Europe is when you introduce Muslims, and once they become a critical minority and reach about 15-20%, then you're going to basically see them segregate, and then you're going to see secessionist movements and civil war. And so I also see it as intentionally creating civil war and conflict in the future by these evil globalists, and that's the treachery of this. You know, the Muslims have a huge amount of lands in the Middle East, right? They have plenty of resources and wealth. Right, and they have lands in Africa now. So there's really no reason to let them colonize in Europe or the United States. And I also would argue that I see, if they're going to be Muslims here, and they're so offended wherever they go, I see no harm in basically compensating them and peacefully just putting them on airplanes and repatriating to their homelands. No, because if you're not going to assimilate, you're not going to, you're just going to be a burden to the people where you move to. Don't forget, they moved here volitionally. They could stay stay in
That's
their
right.
home. Right. So I see nothing wrong with saying, sorry, if you can't get along here, here, pack your bags, here's a few $100, and get on the plane. And because I believe that if you want a more peaceful society, you have to have more homogenous societies where people are the same, because then you have fewer instances of strife. And a great example of that is the homogenous nation of Japan. Because they are the same type of people, they're not that diverse. They have a lot of peace, and they don't have the worries and the insensitivity, and they don't have to take sensitivity training like we do. They don't have cultural Marxists running around calling us haters. They don't have lawsuits over discrimination, and so you could see we live in an ethnic racial Tower of Babel, and I think more diversity is only going to make it worse.
Yeah, let me tell you what Mustafa Carroll said. He said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. They're not here to assimilate. They're here to overthrow. I mean, they come from war-torn nations, and what's interesting here, Paul, is that when they come to assimilate, as we're told, when they come to plunder the nations, the prospective nations that they show up to, it's interesting, when they go on vacation, you know where they go to vacation to? A good portion of the people go back to their war-torn country. And the reason they're war-torn is for the very reasons that you just got done highlighting. I mean, if you're not going to be ruled by law, you're going to be ruled by tyrants, and that's exactly what they have. They haven't learned yet. And so the fact of the matter is, in the United States, we have plenty of opportunity to pay attention to what these people are doing to other countries, and yet we see the President of the United States, the said President of the United States, do nothing but advocate and entertain and abet these individuals to come into this country illegally and allure them on our dime, along with the likes of Paul Ryan and many others, to our own demise if we don't learn the lesson.
But in several generations, and because of their high birth rate, before you know it, there's ethnic conflict. And we don't have to do this to our grandchildren or
That's right.
posterity. We can just be haters today or be hated in the future. We have our choice.
Amen.
And so I'm willing to be politically incorrect, and if you want to help these people in the foreign countries, if they have problems, there's nothing wrong with getting together some of our surplus wealth and shipping it over there to help the poor in their lands. All right, if people are so inclined. But I'll tell you, I'm very shocked and dismayed by some of the naivete of those Christians out there who are willing to promote and basically import Islam into Christian countries. And often they think that, oh, they're going to convert them when they're here. You know, I've spoken to people who actually believe that. They're very confident, oh, we'll make them Christians when we're here. And I think they're naive, and they shouldn't even risk the problems they're going to create to their grandchildren and the posterity.
That's exactly right. Paul, I always like when you call in, my friend. I really do. It's intellectual talk, and it's thought-provoking. We always appreciate you. Again, thank you for calling in, Paul, very much from New Jersey. I also wanted to say, too, it's interesting that it's not the Christians just converting the Muslims. It's the Christians, the professed Christians in America, friends. They have to raise millions and millions and millions of dollars to be shipped out to some other country where they can preach a gospel over there that they can't preach in their own backyard. And if you want to prove my point, why don't you just go ahead and look at the 78th percentile of the American people that profess to be Christians? And if I was coming into this country from the outside looking in, would I say that this is a Christian people through action? I would say absolutely not. There's no question concerning the seeds that have been planted by our forefathers, because this is a Christian nation at its foundation. But the people have become so heretical every step of the way. They want to go ahead and say foreigners, but they can't save those in their own backyard or convert those in their own backyard. It's a prime example of hypocrisy, and it's a hypocrisy that I've been dealing with over the last 20 years. And I want to tell you something, friends. There is a reason that we are in the position that we are today, and John Adams, the second president of the United States, was right when he said, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. So if you want to know why everything else is going, look to the professors in this country, because those are the greatest of hypocrites, for the most part. for the most part, friends, that I've ever seen in all of my life. So anyways, thanks again, Paul from New Jersey. Always love hearing from that guy. I want to highlight one more article, and during the last segment, I'm going to give you some more input concerning these organizations. Muslim leader, and I'm not making this stuff up, friends. I'm not cherry-picking here. This is what's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You better pay attention to what's going on in your backyard. Muslim leader in the United States. Muslim leader in the United States. A Muslim leader in the United States. A leader... folks, that would tell me that he's not here to assimilate, but he's to lead to something new that's outside of who we are. Just like Mustafa said, we're above American law. Just like Barack Hussein Obama, who's given the American people the finger 1,180 times. Muslim leader in the United States, Islam is not here to integrate. Islam is here to dominate. I don't think so. Again, Muslim leader in U.S., Islam is not here to integrate. Islam is here to dominate. America, this has been brought out in the light several times over the last couple of years, friends. It's time to deal with the enemy within.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from a mighty and a holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about some of the things on sonsoflibertymedia.com again, highlighting what's going on. And I'll tell you what, it's overwhelming to see the crimes. And it's also interesting, and I'm talking about the Muslims on a global scale, and it's also interesting to note and take note of the fact that it's these liberals, America, that you tolerate these criminals. Call them for what they are. do yourself a favor. When you're talking about the left, you're talking about Democrats, you're talking about liberals, and many on the right as well, friends, again, because the left is the fruit of the right and what they leave off, it's interesting to note the correlation concerning these people that advocate the illegals to come into the United States of America, and because they're partakers and accomplices of the same crimes, friends. There's just no getting around it. And this is all on the Sons of Liberty Media.com just today. Now, the last article I highlighted, friends, was Muslim leader in the United States. He said Islam is not here to integrate. He feels pretty safe, friends, to say in America, Islam is not here to integrate. Islam is here to dominate. Not. It's not going to fly. It's just not going to, in Jesus' name. It never has and it never will. I don't care what tactics they like to use, friends. I mean, they're a bunch of cowards. I mean, they strap bombs under themselves and they go kill innocent people because they think they're going to be promoted. Well, why didn't they have the one that told them to do that do it first? You know, I mean, people are just useful idiots every step of the way. I remember seeing a Navy SEALs movie. It's a true story based on, was it Navy SEALs Sam? Was that Navy SEALs 6? Yeah, SEAL Team 6, and it showed about how these Muslims were attempting to enter into the United States of America, and the Navy SEALs thwarted their plans, of course, but in the process, they were told by these radical Muslims to strap bombs under themselves and go blow up certain cities like Las Vegas and going to major cities across the United States of America, and he would sit there and sympathize with them and talk about how they're now brothers and how they're willing to go ahead and commit suicide and murder innocent people in the process, but notice the person telling them to do it wasn't willing to do it himself. I mean, do people ever think things through? I mean, they really need to. And that is the definition of a useful idiot. And we see it all of the time in this country. Furthermore, one of the things Paul was talking about in New Jersey, they come here and they stir up all this warfare. And it is planned. There's no question about it. But first and foremost, friends, do remember that this is a promise from God. Read Psalm 9:16 when you get a moment. He said he could turn that nation into hell that forgets him. So what is he saying? When you forget about my law and fail to enforce it, this is what's going to happen. If you go to the book of Judges chapter 5 verse 8, it says that when other gods are within the gates, there's going to be war. Okay? So when you deny the fact or you accept the fact that we're not a Christian nation and live accordingly to a foreign god, I'll tell you what you're going to have. You're going to have warfare. And guess what you have today, America? Warfare. Because of what you are tolerating or what you're serving. But why, America, do you suffer the abuses of criminals in government? Because it's first found within yourself. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at a hand. No question about it. Do you know that people such as CAIR, C-A-I-R, I want you to listen to this, okay? Because it's almost laughable when you see people's responses to articles. Oh, this is scary stuff. What are we going to do? So on and so forth. I mean, 318 million people in this country are trying to figure out what they're going to do about a handful of criminals in government. They let them do what they want to do. They deal with the fallout, and they wonder why they're there. Right? Did you know that CAIR, CAIR, was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic supremacist organization that's pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions and violence against civilians, against the innocent? Did you know that this organization, the Council on American Islamic Relations, has only about, you ready for this? This is what you're running from, America, 5,000 members. 5,000 too many. CAIR has about 5,000 members despite a membership fee of just $10. Why does the state-controlled narrative, why is it set on highlighting the Muslims and magnifying the Muslims? And then on the other hand, magnifying the victim status of the Muslims that create the crimes. And once the crimes are committed, then they go out and sympathize with all the other Muslims in the United States of America that in many cases have the same ideology. So again, it comes back to who's behind all of this. Did you know that CAIR represents the opinions of only about 12% of Muslim Americans, according to a Gallup poll? They represent the opinions of only 12% of Muslim Americans, according to Gallup. CAIR receives financial support from foreign powers who have also provided support to Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas, if you want to take those as being a reality. namely these Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, which has created friends. Also wanted to let you know that these are the same people that are supporting Barack Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton. These are the same people, friends, that are supporting these. CARE has solicited money from sponsors of terror and receives financial support from convicted terrorists. Of course they do. That the Clintons let off, that Barack Hussein Obama has let off. CARE founders have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said that suicide bombers are acting on the behalf of Islam. You know, if there's so much praise to be had, then why don't, again, they go first? Hey, I mean, I could go for that. I could watch that, as long as the innocent aren't taken out in the process. CARE has raised funds for terrorists under the guise of helping 9/11 victims. You can't make this stuff up. And for those that support these individuals, you can't fix stupid. Here's the mentality of the peace, the religion of peace. About a month and a week ago, we had a Muslim. I just watched the video the other day, about 25 miles away from where I live, who walked into a mall, and he started with one knife in each hand. He started, and I watched him actually stab people with the knives. But he would ask them the question, do you believe, or are you Muslim, or do you believe in Allah? And if they said no, he would stab them. Well, of course, an off-duty cop shot him 6 times to send the message that we in America are not going to put up with you and your crimes. So now he gets to spend time with Allah and in Muhammad in hell where they belong. Okay? Just setting the record straight and sending the message to these people that we will not tolerate your crimes, regardless of what corruption attempts to promote. CARE board members have called for the overthrow, listen carefully, the Council on American Islamic Relations, okay? They're calling for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law on the heels of the homosexuals, as I said. CARE has suggested applying Sharia punishment, the death penalty, to users who criticize Islam on the internet. How about the radio? Because I am criticizing. The crimes of them that commit crimes against the innocent is intolerable. And I'm talking about my heart towards them that would take a shot, literally, at the innocent. At least 15 high-level CARE staff members have been under federal investigation for ties to Islamic terror. And, of course, you watch the FBI and the CIA. Hey, folks, John Brenner, the stooge John Brenner, the head of the CIA, for those that did not know, he's a recent convert to the Muslim faith, to Islam. Oh, wow. Folks, it's a political ideology. That's all it is. Okay. CARE has discouraged Muslim Africans from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent more time and money advocating on behalf of convicted terrorists than for their victims. No, of course. They know what they're advocating. They know exactly what they're advocating. So, friends, the bottom line here is when you get a moment, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Look at the correlation, folks, between corrupt officials and Islam in the United States of America. Look at the crimes of these self-proclaimed religion of peace proselytizers, and you're going to find just exactly the opposite is true in so many different cases. Folks, it's time for us to get back to our Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Jesus Christ, and set the record straight, both here and eternally, forever from this point on.
Well, we know that the Christmas season is upon us very, very shortly.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. And we have always said Merry Christmas. In fact, when we go to department stores or any place where they say, well, you know, Happy Holidays or what, we always say back to them, Merry Christmas.
We reiterate the point.
That's right. We always keep Christ in Christmas. So Merry Christmas to all of you coming up here shortly. And this season, what better gifts to give than the gift of truth? I know that everyone in their family has someone that is not yet reached. You've got that hard-to-talk-to brother-in-law. You've got the sister who you've kind of been at odds with. What better way to reach them than through someone else? At our store, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, when you click on that store button, we have so many wonderful products and materials. We've got books, CDs, DVDs, all packed with the gospel message with the truth. Give it to those hard-to-reach family members. Say, hey, I'd value your opinion on this, and watch and see what the Lord will do. It's never too late to give the gift of truth. And please consider supporting the Sons of Liberty by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of Liberty. Many people like to give year-end donations. Please do not forget us as we're fighting the good fight of faith.
Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We will talk at you in 23 hours. I said 23 hours. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.